What terrible secrets would you keep to protect those you love? In the small town of Allens Grove, Wisconsin, three estranged siblings reunite at their childhood home as their mother, Laura, lies dying. Beth never left town, caring for their mother while harboring resentment toward her siblings. Michael fled to California 7 years ago after their father's mysterious disappearance. Nicole arrives fresh from rehab, battling addiction, and sporting a cast on her broken arm. Their mother's final cryptic words to Beth, "Your father, he didn't disappear. Don't trust," set the stage for unraveling family secrets that have festered for decades. When they discover dozens of meticulously labeled VHS tapes documenting their family history, what begins as nostalgic viewing quickly turns nightmarish. On a tape from June 15, 1999, they witness something unimaginable. Their father, standing over the dead body of 12-year-old Emma Harper, their former next-door neighbor who disappeared that summer, with their mother behind the camera. The summer of 1999 had unfolded like a Norman Rockwell painting in the quiet town of Millbrook. Laura Thomas, known for her organizational skills, had spent months planning the Groovin' in the Grove carnival fundraiser. 15-year-old Nicole wrote poetry under oak trees, 17-year-old Beth slow danced with her boyfriend Lucas Harper, and 13-year-old Michael became the neighborhood hero after leading his team to victory in the annual dodgeball tournament. But everything changed when Emma Harper vanished between the pie-eating contest and evening fireworks. Her yellow friendship bracelet was found near the cotton candy stand, untied but intact. The community transformed overnight from celebration to crisis, with search parties forming within hours. As the siblings investigate, they uncover disturbing connections. Nicole learns that months after Emma's disappearance, another teenager, Christy Roberts, vanished. Though ruled a runaway, Laura's journals hint at Brian's involvement. Charles Gallagher, a neighborhood recluse, was arrested for Emma's murder after an anonymous tip, but despite evidence found in his house, the charges were mysteriously dropped. Laura's journals reveal mounting suspicions about Brian and her own involvement. She writes about visiting Charles after his release, convinced of his innocence because she knows the truth. After Charles disappears weeks later, Laura's entries grow increasingly disturbed. Nicole secretly collaborates with Casey, now a detective, to access police files, while Michael becomes controlling and manipulative. Beth reconnects with Emma's brother Lucas, bearing the burden of knowing his sister's fate. The truth emerges through shocking discoveries. Beth uncovers a clearing with six crosses marking apparent pet graves, but excavation reveals human remains, including Emma Harper's, her father's, identified by his wedding ring, and another unidentified body. In their mother's safe deposit box, Nicole finds a mood ring, a $5,000 money order receipt with her father's signature, torn fabric, and Laura's confession letter. Laura's letter reveals that Emma's death was accidental, caused by 13-year-old Michael during play when she hit her head on a rock. Brian and Laura chose to cover up the accident to protect their son. Later, Christy Roberts photographed Michael moving Emma's body and blackmailed Brian for $5,000 and help leaving town, explaining her disappearance rather than murder. The Thomas family's story shows how parental protection can lead to devastating outcomes. Laura and Brian's choice to shield their son from a tragic accident's consequences sparked a chain of deception that consumed their family. Their protective instinct evolved into desperate measures, false alibis, misdirection, and ultimately murder to preserve their secrets. Each family member bore the psychological burden differently. Michael, confronted with his actions, erupted in violent rage against his sisters. Beth and Nicole's rivalry transformed into mutual support through shared trauma, exemplified by Nicole's insight. Anger is easy, but compassion and forgiveness are challenging. The truth about their father's disappearance emerged later. In 2015, Michael came home distraught after his girlfriend's death. Brian, suspecting another murder, confronted him. The argument turned deadly when Michael killed Brian with a trophy, with Laura helping cover it up. Her cryptic final warning to Beth, "Don't trust," referred to Michael, not Brian. The Harper family's suffering mirrored the Thomas family's secrets. Susan Harper, Laura's former best friend, deteriorated while searching endlessly for answers about her daughter. Her son Lucas, witnessing his parents' descent into grief, chose to remain childless. Feeling dead while your body still walks this earth is far worse than being dead, he confides to Beth. Charles Gallagher became the community's wrongfully accused scapegoat. After his release, harassment and threats forced him into isolation. Laura's journals reveal a darker truth. Eddie Harper, consumed by grief, killed Charles in misguided vengeance, with Brian helping conceal the body in the same woods as Emma's accident. The Thomas family's paths diverge 3 years later. Beth finds redemption in marriage to Lucas Harper and adopting a child. Michael remains in prison until 2050, while Nicole processes her trauma through her best-selling memoir, Home is Where the Bodies Are, helping others cope with family secrets. Laura documents family life obsessively through video and journals, creating a legacy that captures both truth and deception. These recordings serve as silent witnesses to the family's unspoken realities, reflecting her unconscious desire for atonement. Nicole finds healing through writing, beginning with therapeutic journaling in rehabilitation and culminating in a best-selling memoir. Meanwhile, Laura's final letters to her children become her last bid for redemption, acknowledging, "We buried a truth that wasn't ours to bury." Nicole's transformation from addiction to successful author marks the story's strongest redemptive arc. Once ostracized as a junkie by her family, she channels her pain into writing that helps others heal, ultimately reaching a place where understanding surpasses the need for forgiveness. The Thomas family home, set on 5 acres atop Allen's Grove's highest hill, transforms from dream to nightmare. What Laura and Brian saw as paradise in 1974, a perfect place to raise their family away from city life, gradually becomes a prison of secrets. The once pristine blue siding weathers, and the surrounding woods shift from children's playground to a keeper of dark secrets. Beth's relationship with the house reflects her psychological journey. She initially refuses to part with it, seeing it as both inheritance and identity, even telling Michael she'd rather burn it to the ground than sell. Her attachment symbolizes her inability to move forward, each room holding memories both precious and painful. The property itself maps the family tragedy: Emma's body in the creek, multiple corpses in the overgrown pet cemetery, and countless incriminating videos and journals hidden within the house. Only through physical excavation, unearthing graves, discovering videos, reading journals, can the siblings reveal the complete truth. Beck's eventual decision to leave marks her first step toward healing, the house diminishing in her rearview mirror as she drives toward freedom from its haunting legacy.